1865, after the Civil War it ended, slavery was finally abolished by the 13th Amendment. Though it took time, years of slaves had to be free to be in compliance. Outraged, the former Confederate states acted in defiance, passing the Black Code. These were the laws that reinstated the oppression of the newly free slaves of our nation. People of color was the phrase used by the laws to designate anyone with even a drop of African blood running through their veins. Colors had no rights, couldn't vote, testify in court or assemble in public with one another without white supervision. It was a crime to even teach us simple things like how to read. Helping us organize to improve our conditions was a felony. Second offense was execution. And if we were unemployed and homeless, we were arrested, fined, forced to work to pay off the fine by going back to the former slave owners, working as servants, paying pennies. Though we were free, to fight for equality was just beginning. The 14th Amendment gave equal rights to us all, but unwilling to give up the power, conservatives passed the Jim Crow law. So instead of coming together, our nation went with segregation. And for nearly 100 years we were separated by our races, calling us separate but equal. But it was legal discrimination, so us colors would know our places, keep us below the ones who'd enslaved us. This is white people on most things, and banned us from the community. We couldn't work or shop at the store, or go to the schools, or walk on the street. And even if we would be allowed in the stores, we'd be forced to the back to eat. We couldn't sit or meet or talk to them, if this was done legally. The politician will isolate us in the poorest parts of town, keeping us trapped in poverty. Police were present to keep us down. Interracial dating was illegal, forbidden to let the races mix. The white woman would be beaten and the black man would get lynched. The white man would be accepted as long as he denied and didn't get married, while the black woman was a sex slave and the mixed kids were rejected. Can you imagine being a second class citizen in your own country, being abused, raped, or lynched with no one to help, cause that's how they wanted it? And things were about to get worse, cause in Pulaski, Tennessee, some former Confederate soldiers have started wearing their white sheets. Like the White League and the Red Shirts, the KKK or Ku Klux Klan wasn't the first, but they were the worst. Wearing white robes and hoods, they'd harass and lynch dissenters, reaching the peak in 1924 with 6 million members, including 1/5 of southern white males, with chapters all over the nation. They would claim that they controlled 24 state legislatures. They were lawyers, doctors, judges, and even business owners. But at night they donned the sheets and roamed the streets awaiting their orders, targeting blacks and other minorities and whites that fought for equality. They worked with the Redeemers, making sure segregation was policy. The Mississippi Plan was one of the ways it made it legal, and the churches and members would preach that we were cursed to be unequal. So the majority believed them and condoned Obama's treatment, killing Malcolm X's father and countless local political leaders for century burning crosses in our yards as intimidation. To this day there are sundown towns where minorities can't even show our faces. Can you imagine fighting in world wars, helping save Europe from Hitler, only to come home and be oppressed just because your skin is different? Over time the bullet rejected the men, the leaders knew they were through, so the former Klansmen traded their white sheets for business suits.
Segregation tomorrow and segregation forever.